the sounds that surround us, all the noises that dumbfound us, the clatter and the clamor of the clutter in our lives. Cars and streets make silence shatter, idle minds fill up with idle chatter. If we fill our void, that's all that matters. Why are the drums so silent? Why can't we hear the rhythm? What's wrong with you and I? Why are the drums so silent? Why can't we hear the rhythm from the heels of believers marching to the garden as they strive? We've digitized the revelation. Does our rehearsed recitation go any deeper than our throats? Our calls to prayer seem to raise up to the sky. Conferences and lectures, seminars for you and I. The words that blow away with an ashy that make us cry. Yet why are the drums so silent? Why can't we hear the rhythm? What's wrong with you and I? Why are the drums so silent? Why can't we hear the rhythm from the heels of believers marching to the garden as they strive? And if we can just be brave enough to be each other's mirror, we may finally recognize the face of conscience that we fear. And if we can take the time to mute the noise we've built around ourselves, the rhythm of the heartbeats and the purpose may be clear. If we beat the drum, beat the drum, if we beat the drums of hope and faith, we will all fall into rhythm. I have faith in you and I. If we beat the drums of hope and faith, then we will feel the rhythm from our footsteps and our striving, marching to the garden as we try. If we beat the drums of hope and faith, we will all fall into rhythm. I have faith in you and I. If we beat the drums of hope and faith, then we will feel the rhythm from our footsteps and our striving, marching to the garden as we die.